Okay. Do you need something?
I'm relaxed.
Okay. You look like you're paralyzed from the waist down.
Nah, it's just because of the mic you gotta...
I know. You want to sit like this?
I can't. I have big legs. Big, unflexible legs.
All right, well, as long as you're comfortable. Hey, guys, welcome... Hey, guys, welcome to Tori Stupid Podcast. We've got Billy Hockman on.
Hey!
Good friend, fellow comedian, and fellow Greenwich Village Comedy Club worker.
Mm-hmm.
And good friend.
Many, and which I is have why many Native American friends.
We were restarting.
Sorry.
Do you
restart have again? No, I have none.
I don't think I do either.
I don't think. Most of my friends are white men.
That's very white man of you.
It's just how it plays out.
Way to think outside the box.
It's just who happens to like me. No, I have minority friends. I'm just kidding. I'm lying.
I love your joke about the finna cook your ass.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good. Black people love that joke. White people do not.
Really?
White people get scared. That's usual.
Oh, I think it's a good joke.
Anytime you have a joke that's a little on the boundary like that, like white people are the ones that get uncomfortable.
And do you call them out? Like, hey, guys, if you're not laughing, you're racist.
No, I'm not much of a call them out type of comic.
That's what you should do. You should say, hey, guys, you're racist. Mm-mm. That's a perfect joke.
No, it's my fault.
That's actually pretty funny.
A guy in the crowd tried to guess my age last night.
What'd he guess?
Yeah, you tell me what you think he guessed.
27.
35.
Really?
Tell me I was 35.
Based on what? How old was he? Was he really young?
No, he was super old.
Oh.
And he told me, he goes, I've been smoking weed longer than you've been alive.
Like a threat?
He was like real, wow. He was trying to big man me about his weed.
Weird.
Yeah. All right, let's restart.
Hey, guys. No, actually, that was good. I think that was fun. I think that will keep it. I don't even know how to edit any of this, so. Do you want to ask me again how I came up with Tori's Stupid Podcast?
Yeah.
This you asked me last time, and it was a good way to. It was a good way to start the season.
I love. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
This is so cool. I said this last time, but I'm upset. I'm bittersweet that I'm the first guest because I think I'm happy to obviously be a guest on the pod, but I also think this is going to get huge, and then I'm going to be left. Like it's going to get huge slowly, obviously.
Slowly, yeah, yeah.
And then my video is going to have like 500 views, and then the rest of them are going to be huge.
No, you'll come back. And by then,
you're going to be too big. You're going to be...
Shut up.
You're going to only want...
There's room in the jet
Jim
for
Gaffigan
you.
Jim Gaffigan on the pod.
I'll thread your name into one of the seats.
Thanks.
Billy Hockman's
just have me
seat.
As like the producer guy.
You'll be more than that. You're Billy, also going to be a
Hey, Billy,
comedian,
can you look up...
Big comedian.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Yeah. You got a face and good jokes. That's all you need.
A face?
Yeah. A face with two eyes and a mouth.
Yeah.
And a nose.
If you're looking to get into comedy and you think it's hard, it's not.
You just
all
need,
you need
a
is
good
a
face
and some decent jokes.
You are a really good joke writer.
Thank you.
I do believe that. And you're always
Thank you
writing.
Very much. Yeah, which I do.
I think I need to be better about that. I did write a joke last night I'm pretty excited about. It's a premise, though.
It always is. Do you want to share it?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Tori's specialty is writing the premise to a joke and then telling you she has a joke.
And I think it's perfect.
And then she tells you the premise. And you get excited and you go, oh, that's funny. What's the joke?
Okay,
and then she goes, that's it.
Here's what I wrote down last night as I was falling asleep, which
And then you'll say it. You'll say it on stage. You'll say, like, the premise. You're like, cheating is the best form, is the greatest form of being present. And then the audience will be like, yeah? And then you're like... What, you know, I don't think that's funny, and they're like, no, it's pretty good, but like, what do you have a joke about it?
I think whatever.
All right, what's the premise?
And then Billy wrote me a really good bit to that, but I forget how it goes. Something about the Dalai Lama and ass cheeks.
There's Buddha. There's Buddha and cinnamon.
Oh, right.
That was really good. Oh wait,
what? It was good.
While you do your premise,
I have it ready.
Okay. Oh, my phone's off. I forgot I turned it.
Oh, that is so present of you.
Yeah.
You need someone to cheat on. Okay. So, my sister is having a baby. And...
You're allowed to say that?
I think so. Well, she's 3 months in.
Okay.
No, she hasn't told anyone, but...
By the time
April
this comes
1st,
out.
No one will listen to the first episode anyway.
I knew it!
Someone will listen to this. Okay.
The guy Evan on the train will listen to this.
Yeah. What was his name? Evan?
Blake. Shout out Blake.
Shout out Blake. Okay, so I do this all the time. Right as I'm about to fall asleep, a joke will come to me. And I always say, you'll remember in the morning, don't look at your flashlight, you know? Don't wake back up. Because then I get all jazzed up. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good joke. And I'm all excited.
Uh-huh.
But last night I was like, I don't want to forget this one because this is good.
Why don't you keep a notepad by your bed?
Because I can't see it. Because I'm in the dark.
No, I know, but you can still scribble. You could figure it out.
In the dark?
Yeah.
Like how it
goes. I do it.
I don't think.
You ever watch that episode of Seinfeld where he writes a joke in the dark? Doesn't work because he
I
can't
don't
read
watch
his own writing.
Seinfeld.
Oh, I'm a student of comedy, so I've seen it every episode.
I hear he's not nice, so. Okay, here's what I wrote. The caption is Bruce. My sister is naming her baby Bruce. I said, why?
She you can't goes, say that.
Because that's a hilarious name for a baby. I think I can say this.
She said, because it's hilarious?
Yeah. I go, that's like naming a dog Michael. And she was like, exactly. Anyways, that is so funny to me.
Again.
All I want to do, though, is give that baby a lemon. That's all I want.
Give him a lemon?
Yeah. Like, you know, like, baby's first lemon. It's like a whole YouTube montage where they get all fucked up, like, all sour in the face.
Oh, no, I've never seen it. So you want to torture the
baby?
That's
how you start trust issues early.
Yeah.
You feed him a lemon.
What was his name again?
Bruce.
Bruce.
Isn't that a great, isn't that a funny name for a baby?
It reminds me of the shark in Finding
exactly.
Nemo.
Exactly. So I think, Bruce. Did I tell you that?
Huh?
I doodled her Bruce because... that's like what I think of when I think
it
of
it is
the name.
Bizarre that she decided she wants to name it something funny,
right? I mean, it's so funny.
Hello,
name's Bruce. That's good, right? That was one of my first doodles. I've gone crazy with my doodles. Billy thinks I'm unhinged. I made this morning.
Uh-huh.
It's Remy Wolf. This is the photo I traced.
Who's Remy Wolf?
She's a singer. She's really good.
Mm.
I did this for Emma yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that one. Did I like that? I meant to.
Oh, sorry, I'm a little snotty, I guess.
You know, one time I went on a date with a woman. This is before I knew you. And she was snotty. Like, she was clearly sick. She was so clearly sick.
She was, how snotty was she? Was it the winter time,
like,
though?
Like, at one point I saw...
Because you know when you walk in the winter, you're snotty.
No, but she coughed a little bit. Like, she... you know when it part. She was sick.
Sorry.
And at one point I saw snot coming down.
Ew.
And she was like, like that. And then we walked home and she still kissed me.
Well, you could have said no.
Nah, you can't. I'm not gay, but. So then I just went. I went to the nearest CVS and I bought a mouthwash. And
you
I just
not.
Never spoke to her again. I was like, are you kidding me?
You did you like fully make out with her?
Done. No, I just I tried
you could
to make
have been
it
like,
as low.
Oh, you're sick.
I don't have it in me to reject.
You
a
just
woman.
Ran away.
I can't. That is my dream now, to run away on a date.
Yeah.
I told you this for no reason. Like a first or second
date. You
have
not told me that for no reason. You
yeah,
want
yeah,
to
yeah.
just start sprinting.
Like I want everything to be going great, and it's like the first or second date. She's having a blast. I'm pretending to have a blast as I usually am. And then we're walking on the sidewalk. She's like telling her one of her stories, right?
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle of her story, I just take off, sprint down the sidewalk. She's like, where do you go? And then I just never talk to her again. And then her friends are like, how'd the day go? And she's like, it was going great. And I don't know. I started telling him about my brother and he just took off running.
That's what you really want to do.
And she never hears from me again.
You could just ghost someone and not text them back. Have you done that?
That's not nearly as fun. No, I generally don't.
You want to like physically ghost someone.
Yeah, you don't think that's funny?
I think it's really funny. I just want to understand why.
Because I want her to live with that for the rest of her life. I think that's a funny... But I only want it to be on like the second date, so I'm not going to like break her heart, but...
You want it to be on the second date.
Like, for I want it to be
not
early
the first.
On. I want it to be, like, early. No, it could be first.
Okay.
And I just sprint away. And she's just there on the sidewalk, far away from her home. She's like, I guess I'll go home now.
You could do this.
Yeah.
No one's going to stop you.
It's just a fantasy. I know, but I don't, I'm not that mean in person.
That's nice of you.
That'll be when I get really funny, is when I get willing to be mean.
You are really funny.
I know, but well, thank you.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I get to the next level.
Oh, like when you get followers, when people start to see how funny you are.
When, no, I'm saying when I get the balls.
Balls. You have balls to tell jokes on stage. I think you have the balls to run away from someone on a date.
Man, maybe I'll try it. You got any friends that you are willing to?
Are you not on any dating apps?
No, I haven't been on dating apps in like 2 years.
Mm. So then you can just find anybody to do that too. Just swipe through.
No, I'm not
pick someone.
Prejudice. Oh, well, if I was on the dating apps. Yeah.
You also, you say you pick up a lot of people at shows.
I don't say that. No, that's what you infer about me, but that's not true.
I'm pretty sure that you have a few times.
When they, yeah, when the ladies see you, just pick ladies out like a man from the crowd at work.
And then do it to her.
You've never gone on a date with a guy from the show?
Mm-mm.
Has it ever, the opportunity ever presented itself?
Not really.
Is that because men don't like funny women?
Yes.
So it's men's
it's
fault?
It's gross. Women mic in their hand, it's like holding their own dick. It's just gross.
Yeah, well, if the woman had a dick, I would agree that it is gross.
I think it's such a masculine thing to tell jokes on stage that men just are like, oh, she's a man.
I think they're probably intimidated.
That's another thing, yeah.
But maybe you could take some responsibility.
Yeah, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's another reason why the men don't want from your shows don't want to date you.
I mean, I also dress like a man. I wear sweats.
You could change that.
I don't want to.
You could
I usually like
some of your jokes, which I love and you're very funny, but some of your jokes are anti-men.
I do get that.
So maybe a man sitting in there and she's like, well, he's like, why would I,
like, men are stupid.
Yeah.
They're like, that one's a keeper.
Yeah. That doesn't sound.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to come off as a man hater.
I don't think that you are, but just some of your jokes my sometimes. Jokes. Are. But you always address that.
So. Oh, good. As long as I look self-aware.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, oh, she's a man hater. Oh.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm not really God. I have like two conversations on stage. Like, I've got multiple personalities. And then I scare them off of that.
Yeah. They're like, I liked the first personality. The second one's a lot.
That's funny.
Tell your joke about people always think you're high. The punchline on this one.
This, I think, is hilarious. But it never works. But people do think I'm high quite often. They think that about me. And I get it a lot. And they'll be like, oh my God, like, are you high right now? And I'm like, what?
Zynga.
I think that's funny. But I don't think the audience knows me well enough to be like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Probably. Or it's just not that funny. But I think me going, what?
Yeah, that's funny. I agree. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. Maybe I should just tell jokes to you.
Yeah.
Like Billy is my demographic. Mm. Sorry, you guys aren't Billy. You know, it's on you.
Yep. That's a big problem in the world. Not enough of me.
Not enough yous. You are a good person. Good thanks, morals. Tor. So I think everyone could.
I don't take have a good page moral.
Out of your book. I think you do.
Thanks.
Yeah. Didn't you say that? Didn't I say last time I had you on? When we didn't hit record. Sorry, I wanted to make sure we hit record. I said, what's the best start part about over. Being you? And you were like, my morals.
I did not say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I do.
You said I'm blessed, whatever.
I said I thought, yeah, it's way different.
I think it's the same thing. That. It's like it's got like the same idea.
No, I'm praising the people around me. I've had a nice life because I had good parents and...
I guess I just wanted a plot twist this.
Yeah, you just lie.
Yeah, that's how you have a good episode. Morals. I did write this question down. It just came to me as I sat here 2 seconds before you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of cool. Like I watched a podcast today. Maybe it's a masterclass, but people love stories. I don't know if you knew this, but it's a good thing. People like. I learned that today. Uh-huh. I don't know if you knew. I don't know if I knew, but people like good stories. So I was thinking about stories and I was like, okay. And then this is what came
thank
out
you
of
for
me.
Taking us inside the journey of how you came up with this question.
Thanks. You know, it's a story. telling a story? Are you
a story in a story? Woo.
So, okay, here's the question I wrote down based off of people liking stories. So I wrote down fun story and then, you know me and dying. So I like to think about death. So let's say, what's a fun story? Like, let's say like you die. Billy dies.
Okay. Yeah. Super fun. So far.
What is a story you think like at your, either it's like your best friend tells a eulogy or like, what's a story that you would want to circle around about you in your life that like would continue on? Like what's a story that comes to mind about you that you'd be like, oh, that'd be the story that continues on, or that my best friend would share at my funeral, or like someone would post an Instagram story and they're like, oh, they're going to say like, this is a thing.
I get the question.
I just wanted you to understand it.
No, I get it.
I gave you two examples. Do you like that? Is that a good question? I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. Like, I don't know if this is good or bad, but like a lot of your questions, it's hard to answer. But a story that I want people to tell about me. Is it lame that I don't have an answer for this?
I mean, it's a kind of a hard question. I try not to
think about myself. For real. yeah, this is what happens when you open up to a woman. You know? They all act like they want you to open up to them. And then you do it, and they roll their eyes. And they think you're less of a man.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you don't have any stories?
No, I have a lot of stories, but I don't know if I have one that I'd want people to tell forever. I hit a home run in Little League. It was the only home run I ever hit, and I had a bet with my friend Tyler Passero. It was like a $10 or $20 bet who would hit a home run first.
How old were you?
Probably 11 or 12.
Okay.
And he was pitching, ironically, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit a home run.
Do you think he manifested that?
No, I don't. I think I made good contact, kept my eye on the ball, and sent it over the fence. That's a good feeling, though, rounding
over
the base.
Over the fence?
Rounding the base. What do you think a home run is?
I mean...
Yeah.
That's far.
Yeah, it went over
the... I wasn't sure if it, like, hit something and, like, bounced away.
That's called an inside-the-park home run, if you do that.
All right.
I hit it over the fence.
That's amazing. At 11?
At 11 years old.
That confidence must be in you still. That's like probably why you stand up.
Running around the bases. I remember that. It was a good feeling.
It's your only ever home run.
Huh?
That's your only ever home run?
I think it was my only one. I hit some in practice. Golf? But in a game, I tried.
Because I feel like that feeling is probably similar to hole in one.
I don't think I've ever hit a hole in one in golf. But yeah, I like golf. Golf is like when you hit a good shot, you're like, I figured this out. I'm a good golfer now.
Yeah.
And then you go up to the tee the next time you whiff completely.
You whiff?
Sometimes. Sometimes I whiff. Or you hit like the top of the ball and it goes
That's the worst. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I've showed you videos, I feel like.
Oh, really?
I mean, I got a decent swing. I'll show you.
We should go golfing sometime.
I would love that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's me and you?
We can
bring other people too.
No, whatever.
But we'll share a cart.
But no, I was actually watching this video last night. I guess it's going to be just dead air, but I'm really proud of it. I almost like posted it, but it's from like 2 years ago. It's kind of embarrassing. But
you do have a secret athlete history that you don't really talk about, but you're an athlete.
I like to think so.
Horse girl.
I was a horse girl. I played lacrosse and field hockey in high school, and then I played lacrosse in college. So
and you got made fun of for being a horse girl.
Yeah, I got bullied right out of it. I was with my friends. Here's me doing a Happy Gilmore. So yeah. I don't golf like that anymore.
I'm really proud
of this swing. I'm just gonna make you look at it.
Is it a slow-mo? And then I'll move video? On
and I'll get back to the it's not slow-mo.
Slow.
I guess I could put slow. It in slow-mo.
But, Mr. Slow-mo.
I was in Denver with my friend. It's called Aqua Golf.
Like a Top Golf?
Here, no, that's not it. No, it has like a big pond. It's really cool. Here it is. I think my swing is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, look at you. You look good.
Fitter than.
There you go. Is that your mom?
Bad. That's my friend Meg. She got me into golfing. I love golf. Yeah. But, yeah, so there's my golf.
That's good. That's impressive.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Yeah,
you looked good in that.
Thank you. I need to, like, tell people about it. Like, look, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You take a lot of pride in your athleticism? What do you take pride in? How about that for a question?
Who do I take? I take pride in... I do think I'm a good person. Like, I like to make people happy around me.
Yeah.
Is that lame?
God.
You can roll your eyes at me. That's what I do take pride in, though. I think I lighten up people.
You're a light that shines in the world.
I like to think. I've been told I'm a light.
When we used to get home from school, my mother would go, "Did you shine today?"
Aw. That's cute.
"Did you shine today?"
That's really sweet.
"I made sweet potatoes."
Is your mom creepy?
She's just a gentle lady.
The way you said that was really creepy.
"I made sweet potatoes and broccoli because it's my job."
Did she say her mom?
One time my brother told my mom something to the extent of, "It's your job to make me dinner."
Wow. How old was he?
He's probably like 15 or 16. And then, yeah, my mom didn't talk to him for like 3 days.
3 days? She just iced him out?
She iced him out for 3 days until he apologized. It's really funny to get to get like bullied by your 15-year-old son.
I was really mean to my mom.
Yeah.
One time, I'll never forget, I was just kind of digging in on her. And this is actually when it all changed. I think I called her like ugly or something. She's gorgeous too. And I just was kind of like being a little brat. I was like 10 years old and I was like, "Your hair is dry, like straw." And my neighbor was like, "She can't talk to you like that." And like later my mom like pulled me aside. I was like, "Hey, like that's not cool." And I was like so embarrassed that like it was like called out. And like, I thought like my mom was an extension of me. So I was like bullying her was just like bullying myself in a weird way. I don't know if that makes
any
sense. That's
Jungish.
But like, what?
I think that's Carl Jung.
Oh, your mom is an extension of you.
I'm
at
a little
of
out
you.
Of my depth, but something like that.
Okay.
It's something about the mother.
Yeah, I felt like bullying. It's like saying your sibling's a loser. You're like, yeah, they're a fucking loser. It's okay if I say it. It's like they're just an extension of me. Whatever. And I'll never forget that, like, she was like, "You can't do that. That's actually really, like, a horrible thing to say to your mom." And I, like, cried, and I never was a mean, I was, like, never bullied her again.
You've never been mean again?
Honestly, like, it really rocked me. Like, I remember it still, to this day. Like, I remember how, like, sad and embarrassed I felt. And I just was like, I'm never gonna treat my mom like that again. And then she got sick when I was 15. And, like, after that, I was just like, why would I ever, like, be mean to this person?
Mm.
I think like that was stage one of me being like, I gotta be nice. And then stage two was like seeing her really sick. And I'm like, well, I can't.
Yeah. Well, you forget that they're real people.
Yeah.
They're like mythical creatures to you for a while.
For a while. Yeah. You're like, and you also like forget that they had a life before you.
Yeah.
I think until you're a certain age, you really don't think they had a life before you.
Yeah. Even like grandparents is even more than that. Cause like you meet your grandparents when they're like 60 years old. So they're far past any type of like debauchery.
Yeah.
Which is like the real. When you're 60 years old, you're just tired. Like, you're not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm tired at 30.
Most 60 year olds are good people by default because they're just too
tired,
exhausted to do anything bad.
That's true.
That's why, because.
Oh, I got it. I just was. Sorry.
What happened?
I gotta press the button again.
Record?
Yeah. I was like, it's gonna crack any second now.
Don't you think the first one was so much better? Sorry.
Really?
We're getting there. Oh, we're starting to cook. We're starting to cook.
Okay, I'm having fun.
Oh, shit. No, I'm having a blast. But...
Are you?
I can never come up with an answer to your questions. I feel like an idiot.
No, they're hard questions. I'm sad you think that one's so
bad. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Why do you think this one's so bad?
I am just in my own head about it, but really? It's going to be great.
Why? That makes me sad. What were you
going to
ask me?
Oh, no, I was going to say that's why, maybe that's why you're a good person, because
So I was a bitch as a kid?
No, because you're too tired all the time to do anything.
Oh, to be a dick?
Yeah.
I haven't always been tired.
No, I know.
The tiredness came recently.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. Being 31?
Yeah, but that's not an excuse.
Last year I traveled a lot, and then I was really tired, and now I think I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
We miss you.
The outdoor people miss you.
The outdoor people?
Yeah.
Who are the outdoor people?
Me and all the other guys.
They're talking about like lizard people. The outdoor people.
Yeah, the people who go out to bars.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's weird. This is going to sound kind of lame, but you can judge me. But like, after being on the road, we hit 35 cities in a year. And now that I'm in, when I'm in the city, like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like, it's like, I'm like,
oh, you're a stranger in your own home.
I don't know if that's, like, honestly, I know that's, like, an excuse, but, like, I really do feel a little lost.
I'll say
take
this.
Do what you will with that information.
If I never had to go to a bar again, I think I'd be happy.
I get that.
Honestly. I'm barred out.
I mean, it's no so fun to dumb. Yell.
It's so dumb.
You're like, just the whole screaming.
Is so dumb. Paying $9 for a beer, screaming.
Yeah.
Just like being surrounded. By the especially people. In New York, it's like so crowded. Why?
I did actually get.
We all got to do this together because I can't do it by myself. I'm talking to the people. As long as you guys are all still going to the bars, I'm still going to go.
Because
I love you guys.
We all got to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a good cheese
board. Let's all go to the pool or something. Well, we can drink at the pool.
That's true.
You love a cheese board?
No. I just want to, like, make a nice cheese board and have all my best friends over.
Wow. Yeah, all right.
Is that lame?
Well, I mean, if you invited me to come over and make a cheese board.
I would make the cheese board.
Okay, so what do I do? Just
you show up.
Eat cheese and drink?
Yeah.
It'd be a smelly apartment.
Make like people, a fart?
Yeah. If you feed me cheese all day and I drink beers.
This is pissing me off.
Just.
What?
Why did it all of a sudden start doing that?
I don't know. I need those sandbags. I bought sandbags on Amazon that came not filled with sand.
That's pretty funny.
It's such bullshit.
Mm.
I thought you were being dramatic with the purse, but now I get it.
Yep. I'll wait.
I don't know why it's being like this.
You're going to have to put something down to weigh it down. Hey, you got a bonus land hat there.
Yeah.
You want to bring that out?
Okay.
Come on, grab the bonus land hat. It'll be fun. Oh, no. Bonus Land. Yep. Tell them about Bonus
Land. Did you read Bonus Land?
Sorry. Of course, I read all your stuff.
Aw, that's really sweet. My head is so small.
Tiny, little peanut.
Bonus Land is a state when you wake up still drunk from the night before, and you're kind of on borrowed time. You look good in that.
Mm.
I need to get you one.
Would you actually wear
one if I got you one?
Can I just have this one?
I guess, yeah.
I was like the guy
as
earlier.
A thank you. There we go. This is going to fix everything. Yeah, would you wear it?
What happened? Oh, you're just not talking to the mic.
No.
Yeah, I would wear it, sure. I'll wear it on stage. You're going to need to weigh it down with something.
Look at me. I did it.
All right.
You will? Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah,
it's yours.
No, as a thank you.
No, really. I'm serious.
Do you have another one?
No, I'll buy more.
All right, so I'll get when you buy more.
I'm going to actually get Stupid.
Tori Stupid Podcast.
Just Stupid.
Oh.
Can I show you the designs?
Sure.
Did I not show you these? I think I did.
You may have. I don't know if you
updated them. I forgot about them. Look, I want this on a hat like that.
Nice. Yeah,
right?
That's great.
Bonus, I mean, I'm all over the place with my merch. I got those Do-Less shirts. That's old. People kept buying them, too. I'm like, this isn't really me anymore. Yeah.
But Alex Carabano has a... Do-Less, like a whole bit. Do-Less. So people
It's not. I'm done with it. People were trying to support me. It was cute and it was very sweet. And I'm grateful for everyone that bought Do Less merch. But I'm like, it was time and a place. Now I'm a Bonus Land girl. But yeah, I wrote a bit about
Now you
Bonus Land. I almost died once.
Oh, they probably can't see that.
It's so small.
Yeah.
But basically, it's a dramatic story. I didn't die. I wasn't even really close to it. Basically, I was in a car. There was the person I was driving with was drunk, and so don't do that, kids.
This is a long time ago.
And basically,
back when you were still yelling at your mom, doing stuff like that.
Yeah, no, actually, it was after that. But I was dumb and a young drunk kid. I was like 18. Got in a car with a guy who was driving, and he was drunk. Then a friend was like, hey, you won't go 100. And then he did. And then he went off the road. And then he hit a mailbox. And the mailbox shattered the windshield. And then he drove back on the road, missing a tree by like less than a foot.
The friend who dared him to go 100, it's his fault.
Yeah, it definitely is his fault.
I would charge that guy.
Okay.
With
it was a lot of everyone. It was everyone was stupid in that.
Yeah, but he's the main stupid one.
Yeah, but that's where the story kind of came from, is like I like to think of life as Bonus Land. It's like I sometimes, if I get sad, I think about I could have been the like car.
If I had been a foot over.
Yeah,
Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
I do really think everyone has had their close calls. Have you had a close call?
With death?
Yeah. That's really annoying. I will kill you right now.
No, I don't think I've ever had a close call with death. I thought I did one time. I had a bump on my neck, and I panicked. I freaked out. I Googled, what does it mean when you have a bump on your neck? And Google said you're gonna die. It said it's cancer. It can often be cancer.
How often did you? How long?
Could
did
just. I'm telling a story right now. I had a bump on my neck. I was like, oh no. Peace out, world. I'm done. I told my mom, and she's easy to rile up. I was like, Ma, I got a bump on my neck, and there's no explanation for it other than
cancer. You're
about to, yeah. I hate to tell you, but you're going to have to bury your son. And she was like, oh, no. So we drove to the ER, and then we got there. My grandma shows up in a panic because she heard I had cancer and was going to die. And then the doctor comes in, and he's like, you're clearly confused. He takes a look at my neck and he's like, he doesn't get it. And he's like, he says to me, he's like, what are you like so afraid of? And I was like, drowning. He meant like, why'd you come to the emergency room for a mosquito bite?
It was a mosquito bite.
Yeah. And I was like, he goes, what are you so afraid of? And I was like, drowning.
That was your answer? I thought
he was asking what my fears were in life. But he was like, well, no, why? What type of pussy comes in the emergency room?
You went to the ER for a mosquito bite.
For a mosquito bite.
That needs to be a joke. It was
probably like a guy got his arm blown off in the other room. Like 19, 18, 17, something
like that.
How
many times have you been to the ER?
A lot. Really? I had a brother growing up. I fell on a stick and I had to get stitches in my armpit.
Oh. And then what's the glass window?
I didn't go to the ER for that, but that was
you should have.
In college, we got boxing gloves, so I was boxing my friend, and then I started beating the hell out of him, and he got mad, so he threw me through the window.
And you went through it.
And I went, yeah, my shoulder went through it, and then I have two protruding, like, red gel.
Isn't there still glass in there, or did I make that
I think one of them, there still might be glass.
I feel like it would cause damage.
No, it feels great. The shoulder feels awesome.
That one doesn't, though.
No, this one I hurt, but that had nothing to do with that.
Oh, man.
So that was my closest call with death.
Yeah, I got really sick once, too, back in 2021. I went to the ER. My first time in the ER. They thought I had meningitis, which apparently if you have bad, you die in like 48 hours. So they did a epidural. Ooh. On me, or not an epidural. They did a spinal tap, which is essentially the same thing as an epidural. And it's funny, my sister... So
epidural is for like pregnancy.
Yeah. So my sister is, as I mentioned, pregnant. And I was talking to her about her birth plan, and or it came up organically, and she was like, yeah, I mean, I'm not getting an epidural. Because she watched them do the spinal tap on me.
Oh.
And she was like, I'm not going to lie, watching them jam that needle into your spine made me so sick that I'm considering not doing it for the birth of my child.
These people, that reminds me, because another time I went to the ER because I was playing basketball and somebody fouled me in the eye. Uh-huh. They tried to block my shot. You can't block my shot. It's unblockable. So they tried to block my shot. He whacked me in the eye. And then I couldn't see out of this eye. It was filled with blood.
Ugh.
Like it popped a blood vessel or something like that. So I couldn't see out of the eye. So they drove me to the emergency room. And then the doctor, this Indian woman, she looks at my eye and she's like, I don't know. She's like, I've never really seen one this bad before. She was like, not doing a good job of easing my mind. So then my dad, somehow or another, my dad got, because this was like after hours. This was like 10 o'clock at night. And somehow my dad got a, what do you call it? Optometrist or whatever to see me. And then, we still had to wait. So the next day, my mom takes me to the optometrist. I think, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the optometrist is looking at my eye and he's like, obviously he's poking around and he's like trying to figure it out. He reassures me. He's like, you're going to be all right. But he's looking at my eye and he's like poking with a thing. And my mom's sitting right over there, faints, falls down on the floor, like dramatically faints. She's like, she falls down. And then like the doctor, like three other doctors come in the room and everybody's just like looking at my mom. I can't see out of one of my eyes. And my mom's like, I'm okay. Oh, okay. I'm like, what happened? She's like, I just couldn't watch them put that thing in your eye. And well, I was like, close your eyes.
Your eye was bloody too, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that also.
But then just go like, just don't look. That's crazy to me.
The way you talk about your mom is so funny.
Why?
Can I make you sweet potato? And then she just fainted.
Oh, she faints like crazy. She I've faints never so
fainted
much.
In my life.
She fainted behind the wheel of a car.
Shut up.
Well, I think she fell asleep and then she drove into a telephone.
Were you
pole.
In the car?
No.
I was gonna say that's your almost dying story.
No, but she faints all the time. She had a gallbladder attack one time when I was a kid and it was like the most, I thought she was dying. You know about a gallbladder attack? It's kind of like a minor, it's not that big a deal, I think, for most people.
I've never heard of a gallbladder attack
and
at all.
And my mom, like, I was like 13 and my friends were over and my mom, like, came out of her bedroom, like, very dramatically. It's like, I have to go. And then she just collapsed into my friend Joel's arm. He's like 13. He's like holding my mom up because he was the nearest body.
It's traumatic.
They called 911 and the cops came and ambulance or whatever drove her to the hospital
and she was fine.
She was all right. Yeah, she's had a gallbladder. She had a gallbladder.
That's scary though. I'm sure you remember all of that as a kid. That would kind of mess with you, I feel like.
No, I'm all right.
Okay. It's hard to see your mom like that.
It was fun. I remember even in the moment I was like, I think this is kind of funny. I was like, I don't think this is how normal people react to this, but this is what I was telling you last time. My mom is very, very funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you did say that.
Mm-hmm. I have another. Can I tell one more story?
Yeah.
This is probably boring, but
no, I'm sad you think the last one was better than this. I think this is good.
No, we're having a blast.
I'm having fun.
I'm having a blast. I just worry about the viewer. I love the viewer so much.
I think the viewer is enjoying this.
Okay.
Are you guys having fun? Comment, like, and comment.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Retweet. We had like a front porch growing up and it was like a perfect rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect size of one of those inflatable pools, like the 3 foot deep pools.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I brought a pool up on the front porch.
Did it go through the porch?
And no, I just blew it up and it fit perfectly in there. But so the front door opens.
Uh-huh.
And there's no, I filled up the entire patio or front porch area. So
did you tell anyone you're doing this?
No, I didn't tell anyone. And I filled it up with water. And I didn't tell anyone that I went back around into
How
the house.
How old were you?
I was in my hijinks. I was probably 14 or 15. And then my mom was running out of the house to do errands.
Uh-huh.
And it was like an America's Funniest Home Video because she opened the door and then she fell right into the pool. that's the story I want people to tell. That is probably my proudest moment. Because it could, the whole thing.
It's funny.
Could not have been executed better.
Yeah, where'd you get the pool from?
The pool fit perfectly. We just had it. It was one of those, like, you know, those, like, square, rectangle, inflatable, like, 3 feet. Yeah, we got in a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with that pool. Yeah, and I just couldn't have executed the whole situation better.
Did you see her
better.
Fall in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you just waiting for
her? No, actually, I didn't. I heard her.
Okay.
I was like in the living room and I heard her.
When you screamed at me.
But she was good. She was laughing right away. She
okay,
was
good.
Funny.
Yeah. As long as she didn't have like a phone on her or anything that went in.
Yeah, I don't. This might have been my whole family was kind of late to the phones.
That's healthy.
I didn't get a smartphone until I was a sophomore in college.
Wow. It's late.
Yeah.
That's
sorry,
healthy,
I just
though.
Talked a lot.
No, I liked it. That's a really good story. Thanks. I like that you called it back to the story or the question I asked earlier. Would you say you're a prankster?
Yeah, I have a little. I go through streaks. Yeah.
What's the latest prank you pulled?
I haven't pulled a good one in a while, to tell you the truth.
Were you the kid that had like a whoopee cushion as a kid? I had one of those.
Yeah,
I thought it was so fun.
Cushions.
I had like the snake in a jar. I had like the bug in an ice cube. Mm. All that shit. Like pranks.
When my brother would come home, my brother came home from college. I was still in high school. And I left like a trail of M&Ms or whatever, like all throughout the house for him to follow.
Uh-huh.
I knew he'd follow him, so I just left the trails. And then it like went all the way around the house and then into the living room. And at the end of the trail, I was just, I was sitting there on my knees and my ass was out. I was just mooning him.
Oh, yes. So I think you told me that story.
So he walked into the living room and then.
Did he eat all the M&Ms?
Huh?
Did he eat the M&Ms as he went?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think he
Didn't
threw one
you
at my ass.
Did you drink someone's pee once on accident?
Yeah, his. I drank my brother's pee by accident because he had a secret stash of Arizona iced tea, but it was not Arizona iced tea.
That's pretty brutal.
And I used to steal them. Recently, I got I got shot in the this is a true story for my friend Matt's bachelor party. We went paintballing.
You got shot in the ass.
Did I tell you this story?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, you just gave away the punchline, but yeah.
Maybe I just knew it from.
But it was like we're hungover, obviously. And
obviously.
Then we showed up. Well, it's a bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're, you know, growing out.
So cool.
And then it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. It was freezing cold. It was like raining. And then we started playing paintball. And then I got friendly fired by my friend Brendan. Literally as close as we are now, maybe even closer, shot me in the asshole. Like in the, and I was
oh, yeah. Because you had a photo and you're like, you showed me the photo. Yeah, and I was like, that's your butt. And I was like, that's really gross.
Yeah, I was showing everybody.
Yeah.
My friends
didn't
believe
me. You're like, are you ready for this? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I don't think I was.
I tried to warn you.
You did. Do you have to be at Greenwich at 7?
Yeah.
Are you going to walk?
Yeah.
Or take the train? Because the F does get you.
I'm not taking that stupid F train. It's the worst train in the city.
It is like a 25-minute walk.
Okay, we're fine.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That car horn was crazy.
I know.
Okay.
We can do like 10, 15 more minutes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. And you said this episode sucks.
I said it wasn't as good as the first one.
I thought the first one has a little rocky start.
You talk a little bit. I've been talking too much.
Why don't you ask me a question?
you I'm talk. The guest.
Yeah, you are the guest. And you're the one that just demanded I speak.
This classic woman. You ask, you finally give her the floor and she's got nothing to say. Hold on, I'll think of a question for you. Do you like roller coasters?
Yeah, I haven't been on one in a long time, though.
What's your favorite day ever? Do you have a favorite day ever?
Favorite day ever?
Yeah.
What comes to mind first is, I went to school in Colorado, as you know, but the people who are listening. And I always wanted to go to this national park called the Great Sand Dunes. Which is, it looks like another world. It looks like you're on the moon. And I always wanted to go, but it was like 4 hours away. So I never really figured out the timing to go. So I never went. And I always was mad about that. I never went to Red Rocks or the Great Sand Dunes. Those were the two things that I like was like, I cannot believe I graduated college without going to Red Rocks or the Great Sand Dunes. And then fast forward to the pandemic. And I find myself living in Colorado again. So I was like, oh, now's the time to do all the things that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Meg and I drove out. My friend Anthony, it was his birthday, and he wanted to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico. So we all went, a big group of us, and then Meg and I drove together. And then on the way back from Mexico, we stopped in at the Great Sand Dunes. And it was like exactly what I could have imagined.
Oh, it lived up to the hype.
Yeah,
that's
it
cool.
Was. We
normally
went,
those situations don't.
Yeah, well, and it's just sand. So the day you go is really important on weather. Like, is it windy? Is it cold? So we hit it on a day where it was in October, and it was a perfect sunny day. It wasn't too hot because it was just like, because the temperature changes so drastically there. Like at night, mm-hmm. I think it drops down to like the 20s during that time. And during the day, I mean, if you went in the summer, you'd just burn yourself. So it was like a perfect, like 72 degrees in there, a light breeze. I bought a tall boy, like White Claw, and we just hiked a mile in, and I just laid there. And I just looked out over the world with my White Claw, and we just talked and like laid there for an hour.
That's beautiful.
And it was amazing. That's it awesome. Was truly, I'll never forget it. And her and I both were going through like breakups and had hard stuff that had happened. And we were kind of in this like rumspringer of like getting our lives back in action. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of had the same mindset, and we just talked about deep things. And she's a friend that I've had for years too. So like we would get into a lot of stuff, but
she's a member of the,
stupid crew.
No, I thought they had a name.
What? Oh no, that's high school.
Oh, sorry.
The fuckable 14. Ugh. It's a joke, guys.
Disgusting.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I'll say it's a joke.
It's now the Titty Twister 10. But I think that day comes to mind first. That was a perfect day. It was unbelievable. It felt like nothing mattered. And it was still during the pandemic. So it was like the world was just, everything was just weird. It was like life was in a snow globe and nothing was pegged down. And it just was this reminder. It's like we're all just dust and figuring it all out.
Yeah, I went to Arches during the pandemic. My brother lives out there. And it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Just like weird. It was a very weird like feeling of this is a good word for it. What did you just say? Nothing mattered. But you were... Come on, help a brother out.
Did you say a word?
I thought you said a cool word, but...
I said we're all just dust.
Yeah, it felt very zoomed out, as I guess what I'm saying. You know,
detached.
Detached.
Did I say detached?
Maybe.
Whatever. That's how I felt. I just felt like nothing could touch us.
Nothing can stop me.
Yeah, I hit a lot of national parks during that time. I did Bryce Canyon. I did Arches. I did Moab, Great Sand Dunes, Zion, Joshua Tree.
Oh, I went to Joshua Tree. It's like just this. It's just a thousand of the same tree.
Yeah,
it's not that great.
It was pretty.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Went to Vegas during that time.
Uh huh. Did you gamble?
Vegas is making a comeback right now. I think
Vegas never left.
I think it did.
No, it didn't.
It got a little tacky for a minute.
No, wrong.
I think it did.
No,
and now
my
I think
Jersey
it's cool again.
Family never stopped going.
Really?
No.
Your family goes to Vegas?
Yeah.
How many times have you been to Vegas?
Me, like two or three times. Oh, but my like uncle and my grandma.
Big,
and
big. Your grandma, big on Vegas?
Oh, huge.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
How many times has she been to Vegas? In her life?
Like maybe 10 to 15 or something like that.
Okay.
They plan trips like crazy. She goes on cruises and she goes to Vegas. She loves casinos.
That's funny.
She's like she got a rewards card.
Big money?
It's none of your business.
Did you gamble? Do you gamble?
Yeah.
How much money have you won gambling? Over, under?
Rephrase the question. I think you're going to have to rephrase the question.
How much have you lost?
Yeah. Thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands of dollars.
What do you use to gamble?
Money.
Like DraftKings?
Yeah, DraftKings or FanDuel or the casino. I like to play poker.
That's going to come through, that sound. Mr. Podcast Boy.
I know.
You hear it?
Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
Okay.
I just wanted to sound good for the people.
Okay. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Yeah.
This could look a lot better. I think it's the lighting. I need to buy some lighting stuff.
I think it looks great.
Okay.
You're allowed to shit on the podcast, but I'm not.
Well, it is a stupid podcast.
Right on.
Should we wrap this up? We do have to go soon.
Yeah.
I don't want it to end.
Me neither.
But I did also want to keep it to 30 minutes, so.
Yeah, you're going to have to chop this up.
I think it's all capable.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for being my first guest.
Thank you for having me. And second guest. I still think you should release the first one as a bonus episode.
There's no sound.
Bonus land. That could be the name of the episode.
Okay. That's good.
That's so good.
Bonus land with Billy.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a fun play on bees.
Viewers, wouldn't you love to hear that first episode? I'm telling you, it was great stuff.
I have seven chins.
I talk a lot less. Tori has seven chins.
I like how much you're talking. A good interviewer lets the person talk.
True.
I want you to shine.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to shine today?
Did you shine today? I think Billy shined today.
My mom got too much clout on this podcast.
You did talk about your mom a lot. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap this up.
Ugh. Jesus.
I think I got Billy.
You're like that lady.
It's a good sinus infection. Thank you for listening, if you are.
And watching.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. If you're hearing my words right now, I want you to know that I'm very grateful. And I appreciate you.
Stay tuned next week.
Billy's coming back.
For the newest